the Sicha Shmoy. So the Maitz is, this is a very Yisraelistic Sicha. It happens to be, this is a Sicha which brings everything together. And therefore, this is, the truth is, the Poshut from speaking to people, this is one of the difficult Sichas. Poshut, people don't know how to put it together. I mean, it's just very hard to understand what's going on. There's so many things we just think the Sicha brings together. So that it's hard to understand. So we're going to try. I'm going to try to explain exactly what's going on over here. So we have over here. The Rebbe says is Parsha Shmoyz. The Rebbe says that Shmoyz is the Chumash. The Seder starts with Eilu Shmoyz Bnei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayma, and the Medrash says that these Shemes, referring to Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, these names at the beginning of the Seder are Shem Nikro Shem Agula. They're called on the Gula. Shem Agula. So the Shaila is, here they're coming into Mitzrayim. Where did the Gula come into the picture when we're going into Mitzrayim? And then the Rebbe brings the Medrash, which I haven't quoted here, which says it's talking not only the Gula from Mitzrayim, it's talking about the Gula Hasida. The Shvatim, Yosef, was his name, actually is relates to Gula Hasida. So the Rebbe says, how does Gula Hasida come here? We're saying they're coming into Mitzrayim and we're connecting, they're coming to Mitzrayim with the Gula Hasidah. Okay, that is a basic shayla of the Rebbe and the Sicha. Now, the Sicha starts up here. This is from lines 5 to 8. The Rebbe brings the Mishnah. You know the Mishnah. Everyone knows the Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Loza ben Azariah. Yeah, Tzilik ben Zemek came and said, you meant to say Tzis Mitzrayim by night. We do it by Krishna by night. And then the Chachamim came and taught us that Yemecha Yecha Olam Hazeh, and Mecha Yecha Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh means the anytime till you Moshe Mashiach. That means from Matan Torah, from where? No, well, not from. That's from Yitzis Mitzrayim till Moshe Mashiach. That is called Olam Hazeh. So Yemecha, you meant to say Yitzis, you mentioned Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yemecha Yecha, all your life, all the years of Olam Hazeh, you meant to say Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then the word kol yemecha yecha, the word kol comes to include lahavi lemoisa mashiach. Also mashiach is, also when mashiach comes, we're going to be saying yitzis mitzrayim. We're going to be mentioning the yitzis mitzrayim when mashiach comes. Right. So, this is what now. Here the sikha takes this mishnah here and it breaks it up into three inyonim. The main inyon which we are interested is the last one. But these are the three inyanim. The first thing the Mishnah tells us, that you meant to say Yitzis Mitzrayim every day of your life. Well, that is actually written in the Torah. That's very clear in the Torah. Every day you meant to say Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe says every day would be referring to which day? We're talking about Olam Hazeh, right? In the beginning of the Mishnah, it's talking all about Olam Hazeh. That means every day of Golos, any day before Moshe Mashiach, you meant to say, you meant to be mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's number one. The second thing is, By night, also you meant to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. What night? Also, the night of Olam Hazeh. All the nights before Moshe Mashiach, you meant to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. That is what Ben Zoyma teaches us. It says, the Kol Yemech comes to include, by night, you also, what is night? The Rebbe says night will be referring to Golos time, in Golos, in Olam Hazeh itself. In Olam Hazeh, before Mashiach comes, we have these two periods. We have these two periods of day and night. Day would be the good times in Olam Hazeh, like Zman HaMikdash. Night would be the bad times in Olam Hazeh, Golos. So in either one of them, in both of them, you meant to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. So far, so good. Now we're coming over to the Chachamim, which is, this is the third point. We're up to line 15 to 16. So here we're coming over to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Kol Yemecha Yecha, you also have to say Yitzis Mitzrayim when? Lahavi Lameisim Sheikh. Also Yameisim Sheikh. Now here, the Rebbe is going to take this what the Chachamim say, is going to take it apart. And we just have to get it clearly what the Rebbe is saying here. So you have number one and number two. Number one is the Rebbe says, when you say that Yameicha Yecha, again, Yameicha Yecha refers to Olam Hazeh. What is Olam Hazeh? In this Mishnah here, when it says about Olam Hazeh, it means all the whole extent of time till your Moshe Mashiach. There's two things. Olam Hazeh, your Moshe Mashiach. Olam Hazeh, referring all the years till your Moshe Mashiach. Okay. So the Chachamim say, Kol Yemecha Yecha come into include. Kol Yemecha Yecha comes to include. The word kol comes to include your Moshe Mashiach also. So the Rebbe says the first way of understanding it is that Yemos HaMashiach are part of Olam Hazeh. Right? The fact that Chachamim are telling us that Koil comes to include Yemos HaMashiach in that you also have to say it's Yisrael Mitzrayim Yemos HaMashiach tells us that Yemos HaMashiach is part of Olam Hazeh. Koil Yemeich says Yemeich HaYachal. And you're telling me include Yemos HaMashiach. So Yemos HaMashiach are part of Olam Hazeh. That's number one. Is it too loud?
I don't know. Move the, ask him to move the bench back so the door is going to close.
Oh, it doesn't close. Oh, baby. I'm so sorry. So you can put a bench.
See the door, behind you?
Let's put some. Are we this let me just close it. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's going to open up.
I don't know. If they say by accident, hear anything about Mashiach, you can take those responsibilities. Anyway, that's
not a good
thing. This is a sikha of.
No, there's also a
minimum on this. Yeah, it's a very. Yeah. Now, so let's have it. We have now the first thing is, we brought in Yemos HaMashiach. The first this is number one. You have two things. The Rebbe's taking the words of Chachamim. And he's going to translate it in two different ways. The first way he's translating it, that you're bringing Yemos HaMashiach into Olam Hazeh, right? That, what does that mean? I mean, what do you mean bringing Yemos HaMashiach into Olam Hazeh? We're going to see that soon. But this is what the words of the Chachamim imply, that you're including Yemos HaMashiach, automatically you're bringing Yemos HaMashiach into Olam Hazeh. Number two, what's the second thing? That you are going to be mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Yemos HaMashiach. Now, what's the big deal about mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Yemos HaMashiach? So here in number 2, from lines 21 to 25, the Rebbe here is actually quoting more or less the Maim of the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Friedrich Rebbe asks, why should you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Yemos HaMashiach? Number 1, Yitzias Mitzrayim is an old gula. Yemos HaMashiach will be here, we already have a second gula, right? Much greater gula than Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why are we mentioning... Why should we mention the old gula when we're ready in a new gula? That's number one. The question. That's number the first question.
In the Maimri, it says it's because it might have been Skafia.
Right? Well, we're going to get to it right away. We're going to get it right away. That is the next thing we're coming to. Then the Friedrich Rebbe says, goes on to ask, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the next gula is going to be Ein Aruich greater than Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yitzis Mitzrayim, what was Yitzis Mitzrayim like? Moshe just now said, the Yitzis Mitzrayim was that. Hashem took us out, but we had all the bad in us still, right? So we were pulled out, Hashem pulled us out, but we had all the bad. Therefore, what remains our avoda after Yitzias Mitzrayim, there still remains a whole avoda of Iskafti. Why remains a whole avoda of Iskafti? Because we still had the bad in ourselves. Hashem just pulled us out. So once we're out, we have to get rid of our bad. That's the idea of Baruch Om. We had to run away because we did not overcome the Ra. The Ra was still existing, so we had to run away. That's the end of the stuff. We're running away. Yeah? Negating the situation. Avoiding the situation in which we are in. So therefore, that was it's his time. By Yemos HaMashiach is going to be the whole world, it's going to be not going to be any bad at all. It's going to be Ishapcha and above Ishapcha. There's not going to be any bad at all. So why should, when we're in Gula, when we're already up to the stage of Ishapcha and beyond, why should we be mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is only the avodah of Iskafia? Okay? That is what, this is, okay. So the two, so now, what the point is, the Rebbe did here, he took it into, everything here is now, it's coming like the double-edged sword. Why? Because the Rebbe, because the Chachamim say you're meant to, you bring your includes Lahab Yemos HaMashiach. So the Rebbe says it has a double meaning to it. Number one, that you're saying that Yemos HaMashiach means includes Yemos HaMashiach. That means Golos includes Yemos HaMashiach. That's number one. Golos includes Yemos HaMashiach. We're now in Golos. That includes Yemos HaMashiach. That's the one thing the Rebbe is saying. The second thing the Rebbe is saying is coming from the Friedrich Rebbe's minor. That in Yemos HaMashiach we're going to be mentioning still Yitzias Mitzrayim. We also have, so both of them have to be understood, right?
What's the first one?
When you say Kuli Meichayach, Lahavi Yemos HaMashiach means you're the take the Bismayim Chazal, Kol Yemech Yechel, Havli Meis Mashiach. What does it mean? That Yemech Kol Yemech Yechel includes the Meis Mashiach. So it means that we now Yemech Yechel Olam Hazeh, Golos, includes the Meis Mashiach. We have the Meis Mashiach now in Golos. The other thing is we're saying that in Yemech Mashiach we're going to be mentioning Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So each, we, both of these have to be understood. Right? This is number one and number two. Those are two points. Two opposite directions. In other words, we're crossing the boundaries in two ways. Yeah. Okay, fine. Very good. Now. Let's see what now. Very good. Now. So here that it starts, starts to answer. It starts from lines two. We'll go down lines two till, two tonight. The Rebbe says, now he starts a vote. We're going to have here now three in Yonim. The Rebbe says, Gulas Mitzrayim, something we all heard, but here we're going to take it, the Rebbe's going to take it apart more. Gulas Mitzrayim was the beginning of all the Gulas, right? Psichas HaTzina opened the Tzina of all the Gulas, fine. Now here the Rebbe's on line 5-7, starts explaining, what does it mean when we say Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Psichas HaTzina? Literally understand what it means. Here the Rebbe is going to tell you in a very little sense, in literal sense, what it means. Usually it's just words. Psichas HaTzinner, okay, fine. We're told these words and we accept it. Now the Rebbe is saying what it actually means. The Rebbe says it means that if by Yitzias Mitzrayim we would have been Zeicha, we would have had then the full Gula. This means to say, when the Abishah took us out of Mitzrayim, he had given the potential of the full Gula. Shleimus HaGula, Shleimus Matoros HaBriyei Dirim Tachtenim had already given us the potential at that moment. We were not Zeicha. Now, this the Rebbe doesn't say it in the Sikha, but just to explain this slightly, just to add, which may be helpful, we shouldn't have just things not knowing what it means, just words without meaning. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a gilim amayla. It was not from our avoda. It was a gilim amayla, right? What is the mayla of gula mitzvah v'shleima? Mayla of gula mitzvah v'shleima that is going to come not mayla. It's going to be tzad atach. The whole world is going to be nesparer. It's going to be shleima sabiru. We are going to be shleimas. We're going to be the keli for everything. But it says the time was coming. Everything coming from a mayla. So when the Rebbe says iluzochu, what does the Rebbe mean iluzochu? Means when the Eibush came and was goyel yidden from Mitzrayim. If Yidden would have fully involved themselves and aligned with themselves with this Yidden of the Eibishter, they would have accomplished all the Veda which we are accomplishing now in Birur HaTachton. How? By aligning themselves with this Yidden to the highest level. And then it would have been a Gula Mitzvah Shlema. The sort of this is very simple. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara. The Rebbe discusses this in other Sikhas. But the Gemara says, at any point, this man of Golos, Yidden, there's a timeline how the Gula is going to come. There's kitzim. There's a whole process which is leading up to the Gula. That is from one perspective. But from the other side, the Gemara says, if you didn't do tshuva at any moment, Mashiach comes right away. The same thing would be true by Yitzhak and Tzayim. If Yidden would have fully aligned Mitzad attack, what was the chesoron of Yitzhak and Tzayim? Yitzhak and Tzayim, the whole chesoron was only Mamayla, not Mamayla. If Yidden would have fully involved himself in Mitzad attack and be Mavaral himself and completely whatever, the angle with all the Shlemis Habir, the Shlemis Habir, so would have been the Gula Mitzad Shlema. Okay. This Nukudi is, what the Rebbe is saying here, Nukudi is by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, there was the shleimus potential for the Gula. The shleimus potential. Now, to put it in wording, just because we're going to have different things here, just put it in the correct wording, there's the etzem. There's the etzem which includes everything. The Gula of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the full etzem, the full gligvul, the full etzem was there. We did not bring it out, so it didn't happen. But the etzem in Indian, the whole thing was there. Okay? Fine. Now let's go further to lines 8-10. So now it says, based on this, that at that point everything was there in potential already. So Rebbe says, therefore it's understood that Yitzhak Mitzrayim includes itself, hasn't it, the full capacity of Yemei Mashiach. And on the other hand, Yemei Mashiach, and the previous Yemei Mashiach is Gulas Mitzrayim. Okay, to explain this in better words, the Rebbe goes to explain like this. Now this is where we're going to have to concentrate slightly on what's being said. The Rebbe says like this, just going down to line 13 and 14, the Rebbe says, the Yetzias Mitzrayim now, because Yetzias Mitzrayim in the very beginning, at the very time when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, at that point then, there was a full potential, Mitzad the Mabishan, they just gave the full potential was there. What? I'm going back. What?
Which words are you reading?
I'm not reading, I'm just repeating now in 8, 9, 8, 10, what it said before I go to the next words. Because when there was a full potential in that Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore the Rebbe says now, even though the fact was we did not utilize the potential, the full good did not happen, we're now only in a matzav of iskaf, yeah? Nevertheless, in this matzav of Yetzias Mitzrayim now, we have in it the inyan of your Yemei Mashiach. The hobby we have This chiddush in Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we're doing now, has in it the ability to bring in our voice and now the union of Yemei Mashiach. Now, how did this work? So just to draw an example, do this. If we go over to page number 3 in the footnote, there's a maimon lehavinian and other 10. There's a maimon from lehavinian Pesach Sheni. So. This is now in the Oro 10 over here is actually a quote from the Sikha Oro 42. So this thing, what it says in the Havi in the Pesach Sheni, is actually discussing all these Sikhas which are Matsuin in the Sikha. I just took this I took this mime because it's just put in there. I found it very easy words. Anyways, this is what the Rebbe is saying in the Havi in the Pesach Sheni. The Rebbe explains the Chlal. This is very identical to our situation here. We all know there's two avodas: it's Skafi and it's Hapka, right? Everyone knows about it. Fine, Gvaldik. Now, Iskafye is our Avodah now, is Zman HaGolus. It is in time. Hishapka is going to be the Ikre, and Hapka is going to be the Ikre in Zman HaGula. Right? Now, above Hishapka, this is how the Rebbe words it, it's even above Hishapka. Now, here the Rebbe says, each one of these have to include the other. Why? Because Iskafye and Hishapka are two types of Avodah. There's something above it. And this is an akuda we're going to be getting here. This is an akuda which we Rebbe repeats the whole time, that there's a golus and gula, then there's an aleph above golus and gula. What's the aleph above golus and gula? That's the Eibishter, right? So there's golus and gula, and the aleph above that. So now, here in this mind, the Rebbe's not talking about golus and gula, he's talking about eskaf and eshapka. The Rebbe's talking about eskaf and eshapka, but there's something above, there's above both. What's above both? And stam is the Eibishter, whatever. So that's, now, so here the Rebbe says, where therefore, even when the person is by the level of only iskafia, which is normally each one of us, anyone who's a benin, avodah of a benin, and of course a rosha, is iskafia. That's ikar avodah. A tzaddik is ishapka. A benin is iskafia. Even the person who's only iskafia has to include in his avodah also the inyan of ishapka. It says in Tanya, the benin has to try to re-examine the inyan of a tzaddik to have some similarity to the inyan of a tzaddik. So we see this skafia includes itself also the ability, the inyan of it includes itself also the an aspect of a sapra, right? Fine. Why is it, even though skafia and sapra are two opposite of it, because there is the Eibishter who dedicated us to do both of these avoiders, that we are, whatever, because of that, there is an akudah, which there is an etzem, which is above both, and therefore, even in his kaf, he can also have to have some similarity of his hapa. Then, this is the second akudah, which you want to focus on more. Also, in his hapa, you have to have his kaf. Now, why do you have to have his kaf when you have his hapa? So look what the Rebbe says. This
also,
goes,
also in his
kaf, also when you come to his hapa, you have to have his kaf. Why? Now look at the Rebbe. This is what you have to, these are the words I want to focus here. In the going to the last line, the Rebbe explains here the union of his hapcha, last line of this quote, of this mime of loving in the Pesach Sheni. The in his hapcha, what's avoid of his hapcha? What's avoid of his hapcha? That, oh, the Rebbe says very clearly, whatever. Avoid is, what's avoid of his hapcha? that everything, there's nothing bad, everything the way goes besaved about droga is going the way it's meant to go. That's a sapcha. Everything's fine, right? So that's amazing. What is this kafya? Nothing is going fine. Everything is going wrong. And what do I have to do when it is a kafya? I have to fight. I have to bring out all my energy. So when do I bring out my koyach? When am I bringing out my koyach? My koyach I bring out in when I'm doing a kafya. So therefore, even this is how it goes. Even, let's say, once we finish our Veda Veskafi, it's all done. We've overcome all the opposition. And what do we have now? We have now a straight road in front of us. It's Hapcha. I mean, everything is, we're just going to increase in Torah Mitzvahs. We have no opposition. We're going to be growing. Everything is going to be wonderful. But at that point, when I'm up to his Hapcha, for me, in order to go out of my current Hapcha and go to a higher Madrega, I'm going to have to call back on my original Iskafia. Because when I did this, when I had the Iskafia, I had to bring out my energy to defy the situation, and which brought me to this level of Ishapta. So now when I want to go in Ishapta to a higher level, I'm going to have to call back on my original energy, which I use in order to reach this Madrega of Ishapta. Does that make sense? So now, let's take it a bit further. There is the inyan of Einei Bovadeh, right? Einei Bovadeh is everything's adequate. When is the shleimus, her inyan of Einei Bovadeh, when also the matzah, also the menagid, also the menagid to Einei Bovadeh, he's also infused and impressed by Einei Bovadeh. And Einei Bovadeh, of course, affects the menagid also, right? Fine. So, let's take it now to Golus and Gula. Golus is a time when there's no Gila Veinei Bovadeh. Gula is a time when you have the Gila Veinei Bovadeh, right? When is the Koyach of Ein Oil Mavadeh revealed in its greatest extent? When you have Ein Oil Mavadeh, only Lukus. It's Meidrish. But that is all Gila. Everything is a Lukus. It's amazing. When you have the menagid to Elokus, you have the position to Elokus, and there Elokus comes and changes opposition, transforms opposition, and makes a position to identify with Elokus, at that point, you don't have only a gil of Elokus, you have the etzim of Elokus. Why do you have the etzim? Because you're talking a fetish about, we're talking now in opposition to Elokus, and this opposition negates Elokus, and Elokus now is going to be affecting that what is against Elokus. And it's going to be transforming that. So there you're going beyond the just extent of Gilelkus. You're actually bringing out the fullest potential of the fullest koich of Elkus that you can also transform the matzav menagid, also the heper. This is the same thing we said. When does the person call out his greatest strength? When he has opposition. Once he's overcome opposition and life is functioning and everything is going, he doesn't have to call out his strength anymore. It's all going. He just has to increase, keep on going. At that point, when everything is going, if he ever wants to outdo himself and do more than change the situation, go even to a higher level, he's going to have to call back on his original koyach when he was fighting the opposition. So he always has to call back to his original koyach. So that is the inyan. When we're going to have the gula, which this is the Sikh is now saying further, when we're going to have the Gula Mitzvah Shleima, and it's going to be, why do we have to mention Tzitzit and Tzayim? Because, if the Gula is going to be a situation which is brought to us, it's going to be a situation brought to us, so you have Gula, we have what we got. Gula is not going to be a situation that is brought to us. Gula is going to be a situation that we are going to bring. How are we going to bring this Gula? We in Zman HaGolus are going to take the Golus and with the opposition, and we're going to transform the Golus and prepare it and make it ready for the Gula. And that's how the Gula is going to come. So once we have the Gula and everything in the world is going according to plan, is going to the Gula. If we want to continue to grow and outdo that situation, growing Gula, how are we going to do that? We're going to have to remind ourselves of what? Who we are. What am I? My etzem. I am My name is Nachman Strux. I was hidden in Empire Shtetl, and I was in Golos. I took this situation, we took this, and we transformed it. When it comes Mana Gula, we're always going to have to call back to this situation where we are sitting here right today in order to energize ourselves in Zmana Gula. Our growth in Zmana Gula is only going to be through connecting to our original self of Zmana Golos. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh.
That is all explaining why we're going to have Golos in Zmana Gula. Why? Because the Etzem, when is the Etzem? The Etzem is in Zman HaGolos. When we take the Golos and transform the Menage, that is when we bring out our true strength. And that is, okay, that's why we're going to have it in Zman HaGolos. Now we come to the other point. It's the first point that I was saying. That we have to have Gula in Zman HaGolos. Bringing the first point of now. How did that work? So you have here the Sikha of Parshas Pinchas, Topshin Olam, we never explained, we said Sikha we already learned. So just go through the point is go to here the Rebbe is talking about that Sikha, talking about Machda Etz Yisro. The Rebbe says, what do you mean Machda Etz Yisro? I'm sitting here in Golos, and Gula Mitzvah Shleim is something which is Enerich beyond me. What do they mean I'm going to make here Etz Yisro? How literally I'm going to make here Etz Yisro? How is it possible? I'm in Golos. How can Etz Yisro, Gula is a completely different situation. So the Rebbe, what would the Rebbe explain? Here's the Nekuda goes. That, this is the Nekuda. Again, we have to come back to the Etzem. What are the Etzem? There is Golos and Gula, two opposite situations. But remember, there's an Eibishter who created these two situations. And that me, Yidden, he entrusted us to change these, to transform. So this Koyach of the Aleph of the Eibishter, which is above these two situations, we are connected to that Aleph. So now, I'm sitting in Golos. And it's Golos Ein Arech. So, remaining in Golos, I'm going to identify with the fact that what is a Gedah Gula? Gedah Gula is that nothing in the world is going to disturb us for Torah Mitzvahs. Now, we're going to be growing in mitzvahs. At this present moment, where am I? I'm in Golos. I don't have tariq mitzvahs. I'm restricted in mitzvahs. So I'm a fetish in Golos. We're not erasing the identity, the fact that I'm in Golos. We're fully identifying the fact I'm in Golos. Now, what's happening in this Golos? I'm going to realize that the Eibishter gave me the koyach to the gil of the Gula. The Gula is going to come through the Avodah of Bnei Yisrael. So I'm going to now identify the fact that I'm limited, I can only do so much. In my limited ability, in my situation, I will be able to transform these Golos and change it. How? In a Golos, with the tools which I have available to myself in Zman HaGolos. I have limited tools, I don't have legal, I'm in Golos, I'm limited. With my limited tools, I have the full confidence. Now, this confidence, that is Nekuda of Zman HaGula. What does it mean? The Gula is, there's nothing that's disturbing me. So when I'm in Zman HaGula, I have full confidence. There's nothing that's disturbing me. That Nekuda of Gula, I'm going to bring right now to Zman HaGula. I have full confidence that I can transform and affect everything in this Golos. Like the Rebbe said in the Sikha Pasha of Yigash, that we're sitting there in Golos, that I can transform the governments. I'm under the authority of the American government. I can affect them with Sheva Mitzvahs. I can get them to change. I can get the whole world to change. So where am I? I'm a fetish in Golos, but I'm recognizing that I can bring the Nekudas HaGula into my Golos and actually transform the Golos. So what's going to happen now? When I recognize that I can transform the Golos, what's going to come out? It's going to develop in the Gavol, it's going to come, the Gula. So we have, once we identify with the Aleph, the Aleph meaning that there's not two separate situations, there are two separate situations, but these two separate situations were created by the Eibishter. And I'm connected to the Eibishter. So therefore, these two separate situations do not limit me. I'm the one who can transform this situation, change into that situation. And what is it by bringing the Nekudas HaGula, Yitzis Mashiach, into Yitzis Mitzrayim? So what does it mean by bringing the Nekudas HaGula into Yitzis Mitzrayim, to Golos? I'm a fetish in Golos, but I'm doing my avodah fetish in a, with a, bringing the Aleph of the Eibishter into Golos, and therefore I'm going to be changing into Golos. I'm going to bring the Nekudas HaGolos into Golos. Now, this one more point from the Sikha, the Rebbe says, when did the Rebbe Loz Ben Azar, this is on page number 3, going lines 15 to 20, the Rebbe says, when did the Rebbe Loz Ben Azar say this statement, this whole statement just now learned by Tzitzim Shaim? He says when he was 70 years old. Right. The Rebbe explains, this Nekuda, to be able to be include your Moshiach HaMashiach in Zman HaGolos, you can do that when you're 70 years old. What does that mean? 70 years old, the Rebbe showed, means it's Shlema Sabir, you've done that, means we come to a situation, going back several decades, when we were restricting our Zem Torah Mitzvahs, and a normal Yid could not do what he wants, to tell a Yid Hezachayim that you can identify with the fact that you can change your environment around you is for big tzaddikim who would, the environment around them had no meaning to them. They could live with their vision, the idea that they can affect the environment, and apparently did affect the environment. To tell a regular Yid who lived in Chaya Olam and Teva Olam Hazeh that you can affect the environment is something you couldn't tell a Yid. What could you tell a Yid? You're telling a Yid dumb to Hashem that he should bring, that he should give us the ability that we can be able to affect the environment. You bring Mashiach and give us the ability to affect the environment. But me, myself, I should affect my environment. If I would go one step too far, I would be arrested, and that was the way life used to work in Zman HaGolos. So you couldn't go out of the ghetto too much. Now, Shivim Shana, after Shivim Shana, he's done all the way till the Shivim Shana. We have the world is a matter of today that there is no opposition to Torah mitzvahs. So now it just depends. So now, in this situation, I can realize, now I can identify with the Nekuda HaPnimis of Golos, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shleimus of Mitzrayim, which all the years I couldn't identify with it. Why? Because it was always true. But for normal years, I couldn't really, realistically speak, I couldn't identify with it. And now I can identify with it. So this is more or less the Nekuda HaSichah. So just to throw one or two points. Shivim Omer, he talks a little about it. He has more about it, which I took out and put in. But most of the Shivim Omer in the Sikha of the year, not in the Sikha.
When you say you're 100, you're after the
beer.
Huh?
I guess it's when you're the levels of beer or whatever. There is in the Sikha some also very, very powerful statements of the Rebbe, which very powerful things about book, but you look at it yourself and say, okay, anyways. The Seder, I agree, okay, fine. What do you want to make? Let me just.